Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll discuss 10 of the best cities to visit in Europe. Of course, it's always hard to decide which are the must-see cities to visit in Europe. It depends on your personal preferences, budget, and how much time you have. But here's the Europe à la carte pick of the best cities to visit in Europe, in random order. You can see the photos, click on the links for more travel tips for the destinations, vote in our poll for your favourite European city, and leave a comment at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. So kicking off with Berlin. I have to admit that the German capital is not a personal favourite of mine, but most people I know and I've spoken to have really enjoyed the city. It's got a great music and art scene. And Amanda has collated all the posts from the Europe à la carte blogging team about the city in the Best of Berlin Travel Tips. Paris is one of my favourite European cities. In fact, despite all the hype, the first time I visited Paris, it really did exceed my expectations. It was my destination for my EasyJet 15-hour blogger challenge in November 2010, and I was quite flummoxed by trying to decide what to do in this city in such a brief visit. But you can get plenty of ideas what to do in Paris in our Best of Paris Travel Tips, where we've pulled together the tips from all the Europe à la carte authors. Next up is Vienna. Vienna conjures up images of classical music, palaces, glossy Lipizzaner horses, and coffee culture. You can read our Best of Vienna travel tips and our recommendations for the best places to stay in the Austrian capital. Now, there's no doubt that London is an amazing city. I've visited many times and feel that I've only scratched the surface. I reckon that you can visit all year round as there are plenty of things to do indoors even if the weather's not great. Get some more ideas for what to do in the UK capital in our Best of London Travel Tips. Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, is also high on my would love to visit list. The Europe à la carte blogging team have plenty of tips in our what to do and where to stay in Prague post, and I hope that I'll be following some of these tips and making up some more very soon. Now Edinburgh. What can I say? I have to admit some biased here being Scottish, but I do think that the Scottish capital is really a very beautiful city. It's hard to beat, well, that is apart from weather-wise. It's located on the Forth estuary, so it's a coastal city with a beach and lovely views down to the sea. It's also compact enough to walk around. I'd recommend a visit to Edinburgh in April to June, or September to October, as it gets extremely busy and expensive during the Summer Edinburgh Festival. You can read my article, Edinburgh Off the Beaten Track, for some ideas for free things to do in the city. There are also plenty of blog posts on Edinburgh with tips on how to find cheap hotel rooms, hotel reviews, restaurant reviews, and attractions. Now, Lisbon in Portugal is on my must-visit list, inspired by the Europe à la carte Best of Lisbon travel tips. It's also said to be the cheapest capital city in the Eurozone, which is always appealing to a Scot to go somewhere to get value for money. And next on our top 10 is Barcelona, a winning combination of a hip city with a sunny beach. I enjoyed exploring the seafront and Gothic Quarter on a Segway tour. There are many fiestas throughout the year, and we have a post 10 things to do in Barcelona. Now, Athens is the cradle of the civilization, and the new Acropolis Museum looks fantastic. It's one of Amanda's 7 things to do in Athens tips. I'd avoid the Greek capital in summer, as it's just too hot. Now, Venice, I know, it's a real tourist trap. Busy with tourists even when we were there on a very foggy, damp day, Tuesday in February, but still, it's got the magic. So I hope you've enjoyed our top 10 cities, and do come to the blog and vote for your favourite city. Thanks for listening. Bye.